Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop to reflect upon the readings that are appointed for this day. I pray that on this Reformation Day, this reading would speak to you anew amidst the whole history of the Reformation, and what Martin Luther sought to do was to bring the Word of God to the people. And I pray that God's word would speak to you this day, and that it would help you as you seek to live out your daily life in Christ. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in time of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on the church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now the psalm that's appointed for Reformation Sunday is the 46th psalm. It states, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth be moved and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea, though its waters rage and foam and though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city, it shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day. The nations rage and the kingdoms shake. God speaks and the earth melts away. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come now, regard the works of the Lord, what desolations God has brought upon the earth. Behold, the one who makes wars to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shield with fire. Be still, then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The word of the Lord. As I stop and think about Reformation Sunday, it's a time where we reflect back on the history of the church. We recall Martin Luther and all that he did to reform the church, nailing the 95 Theses at the Wittenberg Chapel door, declaring a debate about the practices of the church. And part of Reformation and all of that history is some of the hymns. The hymn that most of us may think about is "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And I don't know that it can really truly be a Reformation Sunday if we don't sing that hymn. And I thought about that hymn because when Luther wrote that hymn, what he was thinking about was the 46th Psalm. This psalm that proclaims God as our refuge and strength, help in time of trouble, that presents God as this strength that stands against all that's going on. That's what inspired Luther to write this hymn. Think about this psalm and all that it says. Experts are a little bit divided. There's a couple of thoughts about where it fits and the history behind it. There's some who see it as a psalm that was written after a victory in the nation of Israel's history, right? That there was a foreign army that came in and Israel was able to stand strong, that they saw that God was with them. And so this psalm was penned as kind of a remembrance of that God is with them always. Others see it as kind of a liturgical peace that may have been done in the temple, a reminder that God was with them, that God stood strong. Because what we see in this psalm, there's three kind of parts to it with a refrain. Verse 7 and 11, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold, gets repeated as kind of a refrain, which is why some think of it as a kind of a liturgical psalm that may have been used in the worship of the temple, right? That here we proclaim some things and have this refrain that is done. But there's really kind of three sections to it. Verses 1 to 3, where we see God as refuge amid the cosmic chaos, right? God is our refuge and strength. We don't fear though the earth be moved and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea, the waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult. That as you think about this, you may recall that notion of thinking about society. We may look out at what's going on when we read the papers or watch the news and we see the conflict in various spots around the world. We see violence in cities. We hear of things that may trouble us with the economy, with the government, whatever it is. It reminds us that amidst everything, God is there. God stands strong, that even the cosmic forces can't weigh it down. That God is our refuge. That amidst all that chaos, all that turmoil, we can rest in the God that is our refuge, our strength. And then it goes on, the next three verses, what we really see is God's presence in the city and bringing stability and joy, right? There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city, and it shall not be shaken. God shall help at the break of day. The nations rage and the kingdoms shake. God speaks, and the earth melts away. That we see that God is the one whom we can trust amidst the chaos. And then God comes in the midst of the city and makes his dwelling place. That kind of reinforces the notion of this psalm being proclaimed in the temple, right? Was there in Jerusalem, that amidst whatever's going on, God's presence is there in the city. God makes the streams glad, the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. That what it tells us is that even in the midst of all that's going on, whatever chaos there is, God finds his place and makes his dwelling there. For us, well, that may not necessarily be Jerusalem. As we read this, what it reassures to us is that amidst the chaos, the turmoil, God is present in all of that. God makes his presence known, and we can be reassured that no matter what is going on, God is there. We may struggle to see where God is at in all of that, but the psalmist says God's presence is there. God makes the city holy. God's presence abides forever. And God becomes that stronghold. For God is the refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And then we get the refrain, you know, as you see that, the psalmist then proclaims, the Lord of hosts is with us. And Emmanuel saying, God is with us. That's what Emmanuel means, that God's presence is amidst us. That no matter what's going on, God's presence is there. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. We can cling to God no matter what is going on. And then the last part of the psalm, It proclaims God's dominion over nation and war, divine stillness and exaltation. That it changes a little bit and says, come now, regard the works of the Lord, what desolations God has brought upon the earth. The one who makes wars to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow, shatters the spear, and burns the shield with fire. That amidst all of that, God is present and God will act. We trust that God somehow is in control, that we see God's dominion, God's ruling, God's reign, God's power in all that happens. And then it moves on. And we see this notion of divine stillness. You have all of this moving parts. And then it changes and says, be still. Be still. And know that I am God. This notion of as we see everything around us, right? The wars that God causes to cease, the desolation that is upon everything. In our world, if you think about all of the violence and destruction, you think about the chaos and all that seems to be going wrong in our culture. The psalmist says, be still. And how hard that is. Because in some ways, we want to do something. We want to be people of action. He says, be still and know that I am God. In some ways, it's that command to say, trust in me through all of this. For I will be exalted in the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Trust in God. For the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. All of this points to how God is the one who is over us. God's the one who's leading us and guiding us. And if we think about the time of the Reformation, as Luther was wrestling with the practices of the church, part of it, this psalm stands out, and maybe that's why it really spoke to Luther. To say, in the midst of all of that, in the midst of all that was going on, God said, know that I am with you. That God's power was the one that would remain supreme. I mean, think about it. The psalm's emphasis on God's unshakable defiance, that God's unshakable power parallels what Luther was trying to achieve, to tell the people that God's word and presence is the true refuge and strength, that amidst the turmoil of the world and the church, remain firm in the word. Cling to what God is doing and trust that God is the one who is at work and not in the traditions that some people were proclaiming. And Luther echoes it. When you think about a mighty fortress is our God, he proclaims, right? God's word forever shall abide. And it says, then one little word shall subdue him. That God's word, God's power will be supreme. As we think about Reformation, may we cling to the words of this psalm that reminds us in the midst of everything to trust in God. For God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And in some ways, I think that is the true heritage of the Reformation, to remind us always to cling to God. For God is a mighty fortress who watches over us, provides for us, shelters us, and reminds us of his power, that we might be still and know God. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful fortress, our refuge and our strength, you have been with your people through every storm and struggle. When the earth quakes and the kingdoms tremble, your word endures and your spirit renews. You are our help in ages past, our hope for the years to come. On this Reformation Sunday, we give thanks for the witness of those who trusted your promise more than the powers of their age, who found in your word a sure foundation, and in your grace a freedom that still sets hearts ablaze. Speak again your living word among us, that all fear may fall silent, and all striving cease before your steadfast love. Let your church be a river of gladness in the city of God, flowing with mercy, justice, and truth. Make us bold in faith, gentle in service, and joyful in proclaiming that you alone are our refuge. Be exalted, O Holy One, among the nations. Be exalted in all the earth. Through Christ, your living word, we pray. Amen. And now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.